الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون. الله عز وجل he blessed us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the most knowledgeable and he was the most wise. كان أعلم الناس وكان أعقل الناس. Since he was the most knowledgeable and also the most wise, everything he said has a lot of ilm, and everything he said also has a lot of wisdom. In the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have wisdom, we have guidance with regards to specific situations, and we also have wisdom and guidance regarding general life. These general advice we can apply in any situation of our life. So today I thought I would share and also remind myself and also everybody else about one of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. احرص على ما ينفعك. Be keen for what benefits you. Be keen for what benefits you. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ and seek help with Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَا تَعْجَزْ and do not lose hope. Do not become weak. Small phrases and very small sentences. احرص بالله. احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. But there is a lot of wisdom in every of these statements. Every day we do lots of activities at home, outside, with ourselves, with the people. Where should I spend my time? And where should I invest my energy? Because our time is valuable. And also our energy is also valuable. Today you have energy. The more we grow, the less energy we have. Later on, even if we want, we will not be able to use the same level of energy. So what is the best place where we can give our time and where we can place our energy? If we just leave it for accident, we might do something which benefits, or we may do something which may not benefit. Our time can be stolen. Our time can be grabbed by anybody, by anything. Our energy can be stolen. Our energy can be wasted. It is very unfortunate that lots of times we worry about the money which we lose. Say you have parked car in the wrong place. You got the ticket. At least you will mention that to 4 or 5 people that, you know, I was very upset that I got the ticket. How much? $50. $100. You will mention it to your friends, your colleagues, your family, and you will remember it for several days simply because $50 are lost. Our time is more valuable than $50 because our time is going to be converted into thawab in akhirah. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. Akhirah is better for you than dunya. So the thawab that we lose because of wasting time in dunya is huge, is a lot, and incomparable. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عَمَلًا. The good deeds that remain, you do good deed, it is not like you have done it and it has finished. No, this amal will remain. This amal will be preserved. You have prayed salah. It is not that you have done salah and salah is finished. Salah is preserved. Salah is going to be looked after by Allah Azza wa Jal. You have given sadaqah. It is not that you have given sadaqah and it's done. This sadaqah is going to be looked after until Allah rewards you. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عَمَلًا. If you want to have hope in something, well, the best thing you can have hope in is the good deeds. الْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ. So, the time is going to be converted into sabab in akhirah. What if somebody steals 5 minutes from you? It looks he has taken 5 minutes from you. Or in an activity takes 10 minutes, half an hour. Right? We listen to the news. We listen to the same news repeatedly. The same news which I listened to yesterday, I will listen to it again. I will listen to it again following day. What I have been listening for the whole year, I will be listening to it again next year. Hours and hours are just gone. And we don't even know what is happening with us. We don't have the feel of loss. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is reminding us, ihris ala ma yanfa'uka, be keen for what benefits you. This activity, this person, this thing which is taking my time and which is stealing my energy, what is it I am getting out of it? Any benefit in dunya? Any thawab in akhirah? Is there something I am doing to bring joy to people? Is it something I am doing to help people? Is it something I am doing so that I can bring the family together? I can keep the relatives together? What is it I am doing? Ihris ala ma yanfa'uka. Be keen for what benefits. Because any amal, either is going to benefit in iman, it's going to benefit in your ibadat, it's going to benefit in your muamalat, or it's going to have the other effect. It's going to weaken the iman. It can weaken the amal, any unnecessary activity. We think, I'm not doing any harm to anybody. I'm just chilling. When the chilling goes longer, that will affect salah. When the chilling is prolonged, it's going to affect your tilawah of the Quran. It's going to affect your service for your family. People spend hours and hours in watching different programs, but they don't have energy to help the family for half an hour. Right? You can sort out the house, the entire house in half an hour. No, I don't have time for that. I'm not ready for that. Actually, I'm tired. Why are you tired? Because my energy is wasted, so I'm tired. I cannot help my family. I don't have energy to talk to my wife. People don't have energy to talk to their children because energy is lost. You have spent hours and hours clicking, checking. Khalas. Energy is gone. So as soon as the child comes, you get irritated. Anybody makes noise? Well, hit your child. Shoot your child. When parents love their children, the children look beautiful. Even if they cry, they look beautiful. Even if they are not clean, they look beautiful. Because these are your children. These are part of you. But because our energy is wasted, the children, they irritate. Wife irritates. Husband irritates. Is that happening? Is that happening in our homes, in our families? It is very unfortunate, but it is true. So be careful. Be careful. If your energy and if your time is going to be wasted somewhere, it is going to affect somewhere. It is going to affect somewhere. Many families have fight. Husband, he doesn't have the time for the wife. Wife doesn't have time to look after the household. Sometimes people come. I say, what do you do? I don't do anything. Okay, husband is working all day. Wife, what is she doing at home all day? At home, she is on the phone all day. She is watching one program after another program, one program after another program. What will happen? The energy is wasted. When the husband comes, she is not ready to welcome the husband. When the husband, after long hours, after long day, he comes home, she is as exhausted as him. She is as tired as him, right? So she doesn't have the energy to welcome him, to cheer him, to make him happy, to receive him. Forget about serving any food. Food is in the kitchen, go and help yourself. Or actually, get the food from outside. Well, why don't you cook? I don't have to cook. Why do I cook all the time? I'm your servant. I'm your slave. I'm not slave. So, hours and hours, how long does it take to make the home tidy? You know, this is something we do it every day. Something which you do every day. Over time, we have efficiency. Over time, we learn how to do it fast. We learn how to do it, you know, very quick. It takes half an hour. But how come many families, their homes are not tidy? Because our homes are not tidy, we cannot receive guests. Anybody is coming? No, tell them to come tomorrow. Tell them to come next week. Why not today? Because our home is not tidy. How long does it take to make your home tidy? Half an hour. We don't have half an hour. إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. Be keen on what benefits you. Anything that does not benefit you is killing you. Anything that does not benefit you in deen or dunya, anything that does not benefit in your iman, in your salah, in your ibadat, in your mu'asharat with your family, in your mu'asharat with your friends, with your relatives, that is wasting your life, wasting your energy. You are being taken away, you are being taken apart. These activities, they are chopping people. They are killing people. إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. Okay, how do I go about it? إِسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. إِسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Pray to Allah, Ya Allah, please help me with my time. Ya Allah, please help me with my time. Help me with my energy. I don't want to waste my time. Please guide me. Please help me. If you are sincere, Allah will help you. If you are sincere, Allah will help you. Allah will guide you. Why not? Allah Azza wa Jal, He always helps. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my servants ask you about me, you tell them, I'm very close to them. Allah is not far. Allah is very close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I respond to the call of the person who calls when he calls. Look how the call is loved by Allah Azza wa Jalla. The word is repeated three times. I respond to the call of the caller when he calls. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. دَعْوَة is call. دَاعِ, the person who calls. إِذَا دَعَانِ, when he calls. So call upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ask Allah to help you. Ask Allah to guide you. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to help you. If you are sincere, Allah will help you. Ista'in billah. See where is your energy is being wasted. How much time we have and still we don't read the Quran? How much time we have still we don't pray extra nawafil? Why can't we pray extra nawafil? You know, 10 rakat every day. Why not? Why not? How much time we have and we don't deliberately help people? You know, this week I want to help masjid for 2 hours. This week I want to help my family for 1 hour. This week I want to take time and call all my aunties. This week I want to take some time and call all my uncles. Why not? Ista'in billah. Seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal so that the time can be better used. Wala ta'ajaz. Don't become weak. Don't become weak. Don't say, no, there is nothing I can do about it. This is how it is. You know, we are living in the time of social media. You know, khalas, I don't have time. In the masjid, we have this program, please come. No, no, I am busy. We have this this thing which we can do to help yourself, help your family. No, I am busy. You have a lot of debt, why don't you go and work? You are living under debt. Anybody has mortgage to pay? What is mortgage? Debt. People who are living with mortgage, they are living with debt. Your home can be taken away any time if you don't pay the mortgage. Okay, so you have mortgage to pay. Why don't you go and do some work? Why don't you go out and make some more money so that you can pay the debt off straight away? As soon as possible. No, no, I'm busy. There is nothing I can do. The only thing I can do is to pay off this debt in 30 years' time. When I retire, after I retire. Or actually when I die, I will ask my children to pay the debt. La ta'ajaz. Don't become weak. Don't become weak. Allah Azza wa Jal has given you lots of abilities. Allah Azza wa Jal has enabled you so that you can have a better place in Akhirah. You are created for Akhirah. You can have an excellent place in Akhirah. But that is only possible if you manage your time and you manage your energy. Look after your time and look after your energy. Allah Azza wa Jal has enabled you so that you can live a good life. You can live a life of joy and happiness. You can live a life which can be helpful for you and for your family, for your community, for the Muslims, and for the entire human being. Why not? إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. Be keen for what benefits you. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And ask help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah will help you. وَلَا تَعَجَزْ. Do not become weak. Do not give up. Do not lose hope. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everything Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said has lot of wisdom and lot of knowledge. The more we think, the more Allah Azza wa Jal will make us understand. May Allah Azza give us tawfiq to act upon this. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.